Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning. In this track, we're going to pick up where we left off in the last track. We set up there the two secrets for winning: definite purpose and having a system of continuous improvement. And as we led into, this is exactly where the system for winning came from: an end-to-end system baking in these two things. Defining what you want in a way that you can move towards it. And a process of continuous improvement where you just work it over and over again, constantly iterating, constantly getting better at the way that you go after it. In track one, we already talked at a high level about the system for winning. And in this track, we're just going to go a layer deeper, covering the five steps to the system again, and then unpacking how we're going to be covering it through this masterclass. As we talked about, and you see it in the book, there are five steps to the system for winning. Step one, define it. And the trick to define it is defining your goals in such a way that you're already moving towards them. And by this, I mean defining your goals as a process. Two, getting it. Getting it is the intelligence behind the system. This is where you collect as much intel as you can on what it really takes for you to win, to really drive your definite purpose. Step three, plan it. But plan it in a certain type of way, not a detailed two-year plan, an iterative process that's easy for you to just keep executing on every day. Four, execute it. Here, consistent with the notion of plan it, is that plan it and execute it aren't these two discrete steps. This is a system of continuous improvement. You're constantly planning and executing in a cycle, planning what you're going to do, taking action, testing your results, iterating again, planning again, executing, testing. Over and over again, this is the absolute core of continuous improvement. Step five, getting skills. And this may be the most important step of all. What is more important to continuous improvement than continuously improving? Than getting the skills you need to win and continuously improving those skills, honing those skills. To keep iterating again, continuously improving, moving towards your definite purpose. So you see that the system for winning is an end-to-end system comprising the two secrets for winning: definite purpose, having clear intent, defining what you want in such a way that you can easily move towards it, and two, a system of continuous improvement that's designed to be worked over and over and over again all the way until you win. And now here's a nuance to this as well. When it's referred to as a system for doing what you want, it's not a system for getting what you want. It leads to that. But doing implies something different, that it's a journey. This is a system that enables you to take this journey of yours, to keep honing in on your goals, on your definite purpose, and to every day be on the journey of winning, be on the journey of doing what you want. Right, does that make sense? So it's not about when you do all of this and then you get to a point and now you've won. It's a highly systematic approach for you to be winning more every day, journeying, doing what you want. And it works this way because it builds in these two things we've been talking about: building definite purpose and your system of continuous improvement. Now, if you look deeper into the system, you also see two other ingredients in here that are germane to driving more winning. What are they? Right, the two secrets of winning: define what you want, have a process of continuous improvement. What are these other two parameters, though? Process and skills. You see that the first four steps of the system are about building rigorous process for defining what you want and moving towards it. The fifth step is skills. Because what does it really take to win? Process and skills. We're going to keep going deeper and deeper into these ideas as we work our way through the masterclass. So let's now talk about these individual steps and how we're going to do this together. If you've looked through the book, you see that Define It in itself is four steps and four chapters. And the reason is because this isn't easy in its own right. See, it's one thing for me to tell you that you need definite purpose, but there's another massive, massive problem that many of us face. We don't know what we want. And this is where all this work began for me. And reading thousands of books, I came across the same basic, pathetic advice. Really simple systems for setting goals. And really the presumption that you know what you want. See, nearly all books on personal development are flawed because they assume you know what you want. But if you don't know what you want, how do you define your goals in such a way that you're already moving towards it? This in itself is its own massive, massive, massive topic, and is also one where I have a separate masterclass. And so what we're doing in this masterclass is we're not going through Define It. We've included for you that entire masterclass, which comprises the next five tracks of this masterclass. The first is the introduction to Define It. There we go through in detail the challenges of actually defining your goals in such a way that you can be systematic in the way that you move towards it. The track after this is the most important step in Define It. It's orienting you towards what you want. If you know what you want, you might skip all the way through this, but I encourage you to go through this in detail because it lays out a framework that is consistent with the entire system for winning, which is to define what you want in such a way that you're honed in on your grandest vision and you're lining up just the steps right in front of you to keep moving towards it. This is what I refer to as the dirty secret for what do you want, which is you don't need to know what you want in order to keep moving forward. What you need to do is define what you want in such a way that you've built a rigorous process to keep moving forward. The track after this is the roadmap. And in the roadmap, we go through in detail the process for planning. See, and we're going to pick this up when we get to step three in the system for winning, plan it. Which is you'll see that our approach to planning is very specific and very, very simple. See, where we get screwed is we develop these detailed plans that we never execute. Instead, with the roadmap and in Plan It, we're laying out the different tracks that keep you moving forward towards your grandest vision and really honing in on the steps that are right in front of you to keep you planning and executing iteratively. The track after this is where we do this. We lay out those specific goals right in front of you in a track called Step Right Up, where you get very clear on the goals that are right in front of you to keep you moving forward and how you keep planning and executing on these steps. If you look in the book under Define It, in Step Right Up, we're bringing together steps 3 and step 4, setting goals and defining your goals in such a way that you're already taking action on them. Track 5 in Define It, and we debated whether to include it here, is a deep learning track. This deep learning track is the same as the final track in this masterclass, which is designed for you to just sit back, close your eyes, and listen to, and allow all the ideas in Define It to become deeply integrated in your mind. We decided that it makes sense to include it here as well, because it brings together everything in Define It. So when we pick these topics back up in Getting It, all these ideas that you've covered in Define It become very real in your mind. So when we hone in on Getting It, you're ready to go. I would also add here, because of the way we're doing this, dropping in those tracks from the other masterclass, there may be some discongruity in the language and in the way this comes together. But we figured rather than just kind of laying out Divine It in a more simplistic way, we wanted to give you all the detail we can, because we want to actually give you what you need to define your goals in the right way and set yourself up for winning. This takes us through to track 9 in this masterclass, and when we pick it back up together, we're going to be picking it up and getting it. And as we talked about, getting it is really the intelligence behind the system. It's where you step back and you figure out, what does it really take to win? You've defined your goals in a certain way, but how do you actually win at it? What does it really take? And you might think about this like a football team planning their plays. They know they're running out on the field to take on another opponent. What do they need to be able to do to win? A tennis player, she's not just running out on the court to hit a few balls around. She's stepped back, gotten really clear on her opponent, really clear on her own game, and is focused on what does it really take to win. A business person, to pick up Jeff Bezos again, like Amazon, he comes into the market, he's taken on Barnes & Noble and other booksellers. He's taking on other online retailers. Getting it is where you step back and say, how do you build comparative advantage? How do you develop yourself and your business in such a way that you give yourself an edge to win? And just like we're talking about for Define It, getting it itself is a deep topic. And then in the following 3 tracks, we dive deeper into what it really means to be getting it. In track 10, we go deeper into the models. Here we're looking at your role models, and we model your role, figuring out, what does it take to win? Track 11, we're covering the principles. What are the principles of winning? That if you want to win, you really want to hone and become excellent at. After that, we dive deep into the strategies. Here we bring together the role models and the principles and define your specific strategies for winning. From here in track 13, we go into Plan It. This is where we take what we've talked about. You've defined your goals. You've laid out your roadmap. You've gotten clear on your strategies for getting it and winning. And now you lay out your plan. And now, as I said earlier, Plan It is a simple step, because we're not laying out your 10-year plan. We're laying out your plan in such a way that you can keep taking action now and moving forward. This is an iterative step that works hand in hand with track 14. Execute it. Then we're going to go deeper into some principles of execution and what it takes to keep moving forward, winning more every day towards your grandest vision. And at this point, we will have covered the process steps. Remember I said earlier, there's 2 parts to this system, process and skills. How do you win? You build badass process and develop badass skills. In track 15, we cover what this means to develop skills, develop winning skills and how you do it. Track 16, we go deeper into 3 of these skills. Here again, I'm leveraging one of the other masterclasses, the masterclass for winning every meeting, where we cover skills of mindset, communications, and selling. And again, the context changes a little bit because we're doing it in a different masterclass. But the idea is the same. How do you get so good at these skills that you win more? And because I'm buying myself some time there, on the 4th skill, time, I'm going to go deeper with you. Rather than just cover with you the topics of time that are in the book, I'm sharing with you my system for unleashing your time. So you can see in the book there are some principles and practices for driving your time, and you can work your way through that. But what I want to do is go deeper with you. and share with you a system for unleashing your time. And by the time we're done, we will have covered end to end the system for winning, giving you so many pieces of this puzzle that I wish someone had handed me. But not just in theory, in a way that you can put this to work right now. In executing on these two secrets for winning, your definite purpose and your system of continuous improvement. I hope you're as fired up as I am. I'll now leave you to drop into the topic of Define It in the What Do I Want Masterclass. And then I'll meet up with you again kind of live in track 9 where we dive into getting it.